American Family Radio.
25 years on the battlefront.
For my family.
For my family.
For my family.
For your family.
It's American Family Radio's Fall Share-a-thon. Call now with your financial gift at 877-616-2396 or donate online at afr.net. American Family Radio.
For your family.
All right, Sandy Rios with you. Sandy Rios in the morning. I know that's not the same music. It's a little lighter, brighter than you usually hear. And we're going to be talking about a few lighter, brighter things, but we will certainly be bringing you the news. Today is the second day of our share-a-thon. It's 25 years on the battlefront for your family. Many of you, I know we're hearing from you, are listening, discovering American Family Radio for the very first time. And this is all new, and so many marvelous messages of assurance and encouragement, and we appreciate it so much. You're going to be hearing several of those calls during this hour. And for those of you that have already picked up the phone to help, because we are listener-supported, we just thank you so very much for your generosity. And if you haven't, the phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And joining me this morning from the studios in Tupelo is Tim Weilman, the president of American Family Association. Tim, how are you this morning, and how's it going down there?
Hey, the phones are ringing, and we're thankful for that. Thank you, Sandy, for asking. Good morning, everybody. Appreciate you listening to American Family Radio. Sandy and I will be with you for the next hour, and we look forward to getting calls from all over the country like we've been receiving this morning. We have a... Don't ask me to explain this because I haven't talked to my team how they come up with this number, but $19,999 match. So we don't have to make it to $20,000. That's the thing. We can just make it to $19,999, and that money is doubled. That money is doubled. So, I mean, a match means you give $25, somebody's going to match that up to $19,999. Well, you know what I'm saying. $19,999. So, folks, now is the time to call. Maybe you're going to be busy all day, and you're not going to have time to listen to AFR throughout the day. But you believe in what we're doing. You believe in our mission. You're glad you can go out to your car and turn on the radio, and there American Family Radio is. It costs a lot of money to operate this ministry. That's just the way it is. We have to pay for radio towers. We have to pay for satellite time. We have to pay for engineers. Just a lot of things go behind this radio ministry, and so we count on our listeners to help support our efforts. And if we don't have our listeners, there's no AFR, because we don't get grants from the government like National Public Radio, for example. There's no big foundations that support us in any way. We're just supported basically by regular folks that listen to AFR, and that's why we count on you. So I'm going to give you the phone number. If you want to make a pledge to help us meet this 9,000, I don't know why they did this to me. Anyway, this this match. If you want to help us meet this match.
It's a penny short of 20,000.
Yeah. Here's the phone number to call us, and I'm sitting here looking at our phone volunteers through the window, and they're answering the phones, and I'm going to give you the phone number to make a gift, and please be as generous as you can. And then Sandy and I will get to the news of the day. Here's the phone number to call us, 877-616-2396. That's toll-free, 877-616-2396. I don't know what I said the first time. I'll give it one more time in case I messed it up there. Here's the toll-free number, 877-616-2396. That calls our studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi. That's our national headquarters location, although we're all over the country. We're a national ministry, but that's where our home base is. And if you want to go on the internet and make a gift, you can do that at afr.net, afr.net. Good morning, Sandy. What's on your mind? I guess a debate tonight?
Yeah, I would say that debate is on my mind. You know what, Tim, before I get into the subject matter, let's do one more listener story, and then let's come back and talk about, because I do have a couple of clips I want to play for you and get your response on.
Okay.
We've been asking for several weeks now for people to call in and just tell us what American Family Radio means to them. And boy, the response has been amazing, and it's encouraging to us. And I know Tim and I, neither of us, have heard the stories we're going to hear this morning. So let's all listen for the first time.
My name is Iris, and I'm calling from Rockwall, Texas. And ANR has affected my life by giving me a wonderful source for news from a Christian perspective. It kept me more well-informed than any of my friends, and I have told them that the best news coverage is from American Family Radio. I also love the coverage that Jan Arkell gives on the weekends from Olive Tree Ministries and Brian Fisher and Todd Stern's commentaries. Sandy Rios in the morning in Washington Watch with Tony Perkins are all excellent for giving you a balanced worldview, and it shows that you care about Israel as well. And I thank you, and I hope that your ministry will continue and spread to many more stations across the United States.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Iris. That's beautiful. And if you feel the same way she does, maybe different details, but sort of the same sentiment that you learn so much from American Family Radio and you'd like to keep us on the air, you can call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net and donate online. This is Sandy Rios, and I'm joined by the president of the American Family Association, Tim Wyman. Tim, perhaps you heard yesterday, you've been hearing, and we've been talking. Several days I've talked about how harumphing the media and everyone is about, you know, Donald Trump daring to say that the election might, you know, there might be a problem. It might not be quite as, it might actually be rigged. He's actually saying that. Donald Trump is saying that. So this was the president's response in a joint press conference in the White House, where, by the way, presidents traditionally have never made political statements. But things are different now, you know. So the president stood yesterday in the presence of the Italian prime minister and made this statement.
I have never seen in my lifetime or in modern political history any presidential candidate trying to discredit the elections and the election process before votes have even taken place. It's unprecedented. It happens to be based on no facts. Every expert, regardless of political party, regardless of ideology, conservative or liberal, who has ever examined these issues in a serious way will tell you that instances of significant voter fraud are not to be found. That, keep in mind, elections are run by state and local officials, which means that there are places like Florida, for example, where you've got a Republican governor whose Republican appointees are going to be running and monitoring a whole bunch of these election sites. The notion that somehow if Mr. Trump loses Florida, it's because of those people that you have to watch out for, that is both irresponsible. And by the way, doesn't really show the kind of leadership and toughness that you'd want out of a president. If you start whining before the game's even over, if whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else, then you don't have what it takes to be in this job. Because there are a lot of times when things don't go our way or my way. That's okay. You fight through it. You work through it. You try to accomplish your goals. But the larger point that I want to emphasize here is that there is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections.
Okay. Well, that's the president of the United States. And, of course, the media is imitating the same line. But, Tim, let me share with you. J. Christian Adams is an election expert, attorney, he's a whistleblower who left the Justice Department after the scandal over the New Black Panthers intimidating voters in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And also Hans von Spakovsky, who used to be part of the Election Commission. They sort of beg to differ. And I just want to drop in a few things this morning that Christian sent. Pew Research found upwards of 4 million incorrect voter registrations containing the names of dead and ineligible voters in a comprehensive study. One of eight registrations in the United States are invalid. Invalid registrations are the first step to voter fraud. People are taking advantage of the corrupt rolls and voting illegally. Wendy Rosen was the Democrat nominee for the 1st Maryland Congressional District. She voted twice for Obama in Maryland and Florida. The Justice Department never prosecuted her. The Department of Justice under President Obama has created this situation. They have stopped enforcing Motor Voter that requires election officials to conduct list maintenance and to Help America Vote Act that requires clean rolls. After the inauguration in 2009, the DOJ pulled the plug on numerous cases to enforce these laws. Since then, the system has become corrupt with dead, ineligible, and duplicate voters. And Tim, I'm not even halfway through Christian's points, but I just wanted to share that. This is the pot calling the kettle black. I do believe, I mean, we've been hearing, you know, from the president and from Jay Johnson and from others that, oh, the Russians are going to corrupt our election. Oh, they were doing that when Trump was doing well in the polls. And they were preparing, I believe, the American people for a Trump win in which they would do what they're accusing Trump of wanting to do, jump in and disqualify and discredit the election so that they can play mischief with the results. So I just want people to understand what's going on here.
You're saying, despite what the president says right there, the sources you cited believe there is potential.
Oh, my gosh. Christian has already done, he has a whole brigade of people. He's gone into Virginia and Pennsylvania already.
Okay.
And alien registration and voting, he says, is the biggest problem of all. It's not lack of voter ID because aliens are getting photo IDs, and they're getting driver's licenses.
But how do you vote twice or three times?
Because nobody, you can't, because you're not allowed to ask for a person's ID. Because everything
But you have to give a name at the roll. I'm just trying to play
this out. The motor voter law allows you to go in to get your driver's license and register to vote at the same time. This was something pushed by Barack Obama when he was a senator in Illinois, and it is the source of much of the fraud.
Okay.
So people that are not citizens are getting registered to vote. So they're on the rolls, but they're not citizens. Are they not here? They may even be here legally, but they're not citizens, not eligible to vote. We have a serious problem. In the sample that Christian did in Virginia, he found he has itemized them. He actually calls out their names, and they found it's even worse in Pennsylvania. So that the president is lying. I know that's a shock, you know, to think that the president, President Obama, would lie about this. The other part of this is, James O'Keefe is doing these undercover videos.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing an investigation for a year, and he has just, we talked about this yesterday, but we should revisit it today. Before we do that, I should get the phone number, though, Tim, because this is the kind of information that you're not, I think Fox talked about this a little bit last night, but they are not going to sit on this the way we are. And it's probably one of the most important stories of the news cycle. Donald Trump is right. This election is rigged. And I'm going to give you more information in just a few minutes. But if you want to continue getting this information, making it possible for us to do what we do, slug it out every day and bring you the best we can, call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And Tim, we have about a minute and a half before the break. Why don't you say a few things, then we'll come back and continue our discussion.
Well, we are under a match warning, so to speak. You know, you have your weather warnings. We're under a match warning, and we have until 8 o'clock Central Time. And that is, if you want to make a gift now to American Family Radio, then it'll be doubled. It will be doubled until 8 o'clock Central Time here on American Family Radio. So I'm going to give you the phone number. That's up to $20,000, or right at $20,000. It'll be doubled. That means somebody listening made a very generous donation of $20,000 to AFR, and they said, I'll be committed to giving all this if it's matched by the rest of the listening family. So if you want to double your giving up to that amount, you can do so right now at this phone number. Call this phone number, 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. We need your help, folks. We only do this twice a year for 3 days that we talk about our financial needs. So we don't constantly harangue you about needing money. But when we do say It's time to give. We pass the offering plate. We hope that you will do that. We'll be back momentarily.
This Share-a-thon, American Family Studios announces the release of Hope of All the Earth, an American Family Christmas. The music on this CD is sublime. Victor Chininan Mbuwele has more than a musical gift. He has a heart for the Lord.
We have to remember that he really did become flesh. He was like one of us, but not so, because he did not sin.
For a one-time donation of $150 or more, or a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you the CD, Hope of All the Earth, plus a 10-ounce bag of Rejoice from American Family Coffee. It's our way of saying thank you for your support of the American Family Association.
Hi, I'm Beth from Elida, Ohio, and since listening to Sandy Rios and Brian Fisher, I feel very empowered to call my state representatives and senators and let them know when I'm unhappy with what's going on. I'm also involved politically in campaigning for what I believe in, and I stand up for it now, and I never would have done that before. Thank you.
Fall Share-a-thon continues.
Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. AFR.net. American Family Radio. 25 years on the battlefront for your family.
All right, Sandy Rios back with you along with Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association. You normally hear Sandy Rios in the morning with all of our regular stuff, but we're altering the format this morning because it is Share-a-thon, and we are going to do some news, yes, but we're going to talk to you about what AFA is up to and what American Family Radio is up to. And if you have not made your pledge yet, the number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net, AFR.net, and make your pledge. Tim, didn't you say, before we went on the air, didn't you say you have a quote from Franklin Graham about this election?
I do have a quote from Franklin Graham. Let me thank thank a few people here who called just the last little while. Jerry in San Angelo, Texas, Susan in Cypress, Texas, James in Jackson, Tennessee, Brenda in Brenda in Morton, Mississippi. Leota and Robert have called from Sumner, Iowa. Steve and Dawn from Madison, Mississippi. Bill from Bonaire, Georgia. Hope I got that right, Bill. Mary in Florence, Alabama. And Ty in, the computer just refreshed. I don't know where you live. My apologies, but you know who you are, TIA. And we thank
you. The GPS is circling. Yeah. We don't know.
We'll send the NSA out to find out where you live so we can thank you. But anyway, to everyone who's called in, God bless you. We appreciate it. If you called in yesterday, gave your gift yesterday, we hadn't forgotten you. We thank you. And we just say, Lord bless you for believing in what we're doing here at AFR. If you want to give us a call and make your pledge and be as generous as you can, because we want to keep going and growing here at American Family Radio. We're one of the lone few voices out there, and I mean this, who is still standing strong on these issues that Sandy talks about every morning. A lot of our fellow Christian brothers and sisters have headed for the tall grass. They don't want to talk about these issues. They want to pretend like they don't exist, or that they're not going to affect us, or somehow the Bible doesn't care about government or politics, so it's left to those of us listening to AFR and our few other teammates out there like Tony Perkins and others to carry the banner, and we need to keep going. We need the troops. So if you want to be one of our troops, then make a pledge to American Family Radio. Yeah, I'm going to read this quote from Franklin Graham that somebody sent me yesterday. This is off his Facebook page, and here's what he said. It's about Donald Trump, basically, and the election. He said, Franklin Graham, now I'm quoting, so if you get mad at this quote, don't throw things at our, the radio at us. Just this is from Franklin Graham, although I have a lot of respect for him and tend to agree with him almost everything. Here's what he says. A lot of people are slamming evangelicals for supposedly giving Donald J. Trump a pass. That's simply not true. No one is giving him a pass. I'm certainly not, and I'm not, and I've not met an evangelical yet who condones his language or inexcusable behavior from a decade ago. However, he has apologized to his wife, his family, and to the American people for this. He has taken full responsibility. Let me pick up right here with the quote from Franklin Graham. This election isn't about Donald Trump's behavior from 11 years ago or Hillary Clinton's recent emails, lies, and false statements. This election is about the Supreme Court and the justices that the next president will nominate. Evangelicals are going to have to decide which candidate they trust to nominate men and women to the court who will defend the Constitution and support religious freedoms. My prayer, says Franklin Graham, is that Christians will not be deceived by the liberal media about what is at stake for future generations. End of quote. Very interesting. Yes. Comments there. What do you think about what Franklin said there, Sandy?
Well, I totally agree with him. I totally agree with him. And, Tim, I have to tell you, if I could regurgitate, I'll choose that word, everything that I know right now that's coming into my inbox, if I did not trust God, I'm telling you, I would be pressing the panic button big time. People on the inside of this thing, we are beginning to understand how deeply embedded the corruption is. It is absolutely unbelievable. Let me give you an idea. This is an article by what's called the DC Clothesline. And this is something from the WikiLeaks. This is the source. But WikiLeaks, of course, is releasing so many. And by the way, Julian Assange, now the Ecuadorian embassy, has cut off his internet so that he can't. Our Secretary of State, John Kerry, who denies it, but we know, interceded to stop Julian Assange from being able to release any more email. So that's the story on that. But in the one of the latest batches, this is what we've learned. John Podesta, again, the head of American Progress, who was working full-time for Barack Obama on policy, now is working with the Clinton campaign. Just think of the brains of the operation. He is the leader, the head of the brains operation, which of the left. I'm talking about the left. So here's the deal. John Podesta cooks for all these media people in media. And so the email has been uncovered April 8th. Let's see. Mrs. Clinton announced her candidacy for president on April 12th, 2015. And a few days before that, on Thursday, April 9th, John Podesta had a big dinner party at his home where he cooked for members of the media. And they include Liz Kreutz, ABC, Julie Pace, AP. Associated Press, Ken Thomas, Associated Press, Lisa Lehrer, AP, April Aron, Jennifer Epstein, Bloomberg, Ruby Kramer, BuzzFeed, I could go on and on, CBS, John Harwood, CNBC, Don Merica, CNN, Huffington Post, Los Angeles Times, McClatchy, MSNBC, National Journal, The New York Times, several reporters, Reuters, The Hill, The Washington Post, The Wall Street Journal, all of them cozy with John Podesta, and the purpose of the meeting was to sort of strategize how they could assist the Clinton presidency. So if you think that the media, we already know, I told you yesterday, Tim, that the reports are that media, whether they are writers, journalists, on-air personalities, gave nearly $400,000 to Hillary Clinton for her campaign versus $14,000 to Donald Trump. So when he says the fix is in with the media, that's probably an understatement.
Yeah. Well, I never will forget a couple of weeks ago, there was a front page of the Drudge Report, and it said Trump against the world. And that's the truth. Whatever you may think of Donald Trump, he is up against the powers of the media, all of them. You just mentioned, are you talking about a sit down
Yes, in his home.
Dinner with Podesta.
Yes.
Now, I mean, this is Podesta, which is Clinton's what? Teammate. I don't know how you describe.
He's the head of the policy division.
And has been close with the Clintons for years.
Yes.
Okay. So he invites all these media. You just reeled them off about a minute's worth of name brand media.
Yeah, I didn't even read them all.
Over to his house, and they're talking about how to cover the
how to assist the Clinton
candidates.
Oh my
word! I mean, they've just. Yeah. There's no even pretense anymore.
Yeah. No, and of course these are undercover email from
right.
from WikiLeaks.
Right.
And now there's more, Tim, because it's not even just Trump. It's not even the world against Trump. It is really this underbelly of evil.
Right, but he's their
collusion.
Target. He's their immediate target.
And it's aimed at us.
Right.
That's the
right,
point.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Americans who love this country, who believe in traditional values. We are the ones who are really the subject of these attacks.
Let me give the phone number again. I want you to talk about, related to this, there was this Catholic Spring, is what they called it, that the WikiLeaks emails revealed. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to explain that because it's directly related with what you're talking about. But let me give the phone number here. Okay. So I feel like the band on the Titanic.
I think it is a bit. I think that's probably not too far from the description, honestly. I keep saying it's like we're in the bottom of a boat listing, you know, back
know.
And forth as the thing sways from side to side.
I guess we're talking about some heavy stuff here, but I do want to say we always try to keep it in perspective. There is hope with God. There's hope with God, and there's hope as long as there's a remnant of Americans out here who care about our country. Who believe in the Lord and who are willing to stand up and do what we can. We got to do what we can, folks. One of the main ways we do that is through American Family Radio, because it's kind of the gathering place for the great right-wing conspiracy, and you're part of it. You're part of it. I'm kidding. It's a gathering place for people who love the Lord and love the country and love our families, and we want to see God's righteousness upheld. That's what we are here at American Family Radio. So if you believe in what we're doing here and you want to stand with us, our phone number is 877-616-2396. We have a nearly $20,000 match. That means somebody's written a check and said I'll write a check for $20,000 if it'll be matched by the other members of the listening family. So if you want to double your gift, there's 28 minutes left during this hour for this match to double your giving. So call right now and tell us you're standing with us. You believe in what we're doing. You want to keep American Family Radio on the air. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net, AFR.net. Now, folks, I hope we're not getting... Well, you listen to Sandy every morning. She gets deep sometimes, so you're tracking with her, I know. But, Sandy, just to be clear, what we're talking about here is collusion among the liberal media and the Clinton campaign. That's what that was what you were referencing, which is documented. This isn't hearsay or something made up. I said first that it's Trump versus the world. That's what the Drudge Report said, because of all the powers that are stacked against him, that are coming after him. And then you said, no, they're really coming after us. That's what you said. By that, you mean Christians, I think, or people who believe in the Constitution, conservative Americans. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. And I think.
What do you mean by that?
Perhaps, I'm sure you know, because we talked about it yesterday, but James O'Keefe, with Veritas Forum, has come out with, he's doing an underground investigation. He has for the last year. The videos are just now being released.
I saw him last night on, you can see him on the internet, but I saw him on the Megyn Kelly show.
Yes. Okay, good. I'm glad she played those.
Yeah.
And we have them on our Sandy Rios in the Morning Facebook page. And by the way, we'll post the second one this morning. Scott Fulval, who's the National Field Director for Americans United for something, they're all working together, and they say on tape that they are working for Hillary Clinton's campaign, even though they don't go under the name Hillary Clinton, because they can't, because it's collusion,
right,
according to the election laws. But they are doing unbelievable things. They are talking about the violence that they have incited at the Trump rallies. They're laughing about it. The language is absolutely foul. The way they talk about Americans is unbelievable. That's why I say they are targeting us. Bob Cremer, who is from Chicago, he's the husband of Jan Schakowsky, is the brain trust behind this. He runs Democracy Partners. And they talk about how they get... They'll get people who are insane, people who have mentally ill people, and they'll hire them to do things that normal people wouldn't do. They also said they go, when they go to a different, they'll find out where Trump and Pence are going to be, and they'll go to that city. They'll contact the union workers, and they can get, they'll say, I need a guy that'll do this, and they will do anything for them.
The point is that what they're doing is, and this is wicked, this is evil. I saw those videotapes. These people have no what they want to do. They send people out to the Donald Trump rallies, or in this case, the Mike Pence rallies too, perhaps. And their sole purpose of going out there is to get into a fight or an altercation or try to provoke the Trump supporters to do something that can be caught on videotape, so that then that videotape can be shown to say, "Hey, look, here's Donald Trump supporters beating up a poor fella."
Yes, and then the media, whose names I just enumerated, will happily report that that's what's happening.
Gotcha.
The Trump supporters are crazies.
Gotcha.
Look at what's going on here. They're crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how
so
this works.
That's what's going on. Well, you know, any Republican presidential candidate has to oppose the media, and has for 2-3 decades. The media, the liberal media, every survey has shown that they vote and give to the Democrat candidate. So that's nothing new. But they have amped up this pressure that you're talking about right now. I mentioned the Catholic, what's called the Catholic Spring, which was mentioned in one of those emails.
Yes, because it's John Podesta again, and they were brainstorming about how to undermine the Catholic Church, and they wanted to get rid of its, I forgot the words they used, but basically its old teachings, their homophobia, and you fill in the blank the rest of it. So they formed these fake Catholic organizations, Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good, Catholics United. They formed them as fake groups to infiltrate and present themselves as legitimate in order to get in there and undermine Catholic teaching.
Yeah.
They've done the same thing to evangelicals, Tim. The National Association of Evangelicals was completely co-opted by George Soros. Some people still don't know that Rich Cizik, who headed it, was a total sellout on the Soros payroll. And so they've done that on the immigration issue. They've done it on the climate issue. They have co-opted evangelicals and made it seem as though evangelicals, they've tried to lay a biblical foundation for lawlessness.
You know what this is, bottom line, is you got a bunch of God haters.
Yes, you
do. I'm just going to call them what they are. You've got a bunch of God haters out there in powerful positions, and Christians are their target too. Because why? Because we're the people of God.
That's right.
And that's what...
That's animosity.
Yeah, that's what's... If you pull it all back, you know, and find out who the Wizard of Oz is, it's Satan here orchestrating an attack on God and God's people. That's really what's going on. It's playing out in different ways in the political arena. You mentioned about it. But you know what? These folks have these secular progressives, is what I call them, or secular humanists, the God haters I'm talking about. They don't have any morals, and they don't believe in the Ten Commandments. So lying to them, they don't even believe in sin. So lying is not a sin. It's like a communist country, or even Islam, where lying is an acceptable behavior if it advances your cause.
Yeah.
So that's what communist Russia used to do, or Soviet Union.
What's it's Zelensky teaching too? Whatever it takes to win.
Okay.
That's what
well,
you do.
Well, that's that. There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So that's what we have to contend with today.
We should tell them that. Let me tell you, we're in the middle of Share-a-thon, believe it or not. And this is the reason we need your help. Help us to be able to bring you
this news. We need more troops.
You need to. Yes, we surely do.
We
I
need
can't
more
even
troops.
Tell you. Absolutely. Yeah. The people here in D.C. who are on the right side of things are getting really worn down. Please don't give up. Continue to pray. Our phone number is 877-616-2300. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. A matching gift of $19,999.99 till the top of the hour. Or you can go to AFR.net and make your pledge. Sandy Rios and Tim Wireman back right after this.
Randall Murphy, editor of the AFA Journal.
I've been at AFA for a little more than 33 years. I love coming to work at AFA every day because I am still persuaded that we're doing God's work, that we are impacting our culture through the work that we do here. It is critical for our listeners to partner with us, and they can do that by dialing 877-616-2396.
This is Juliet in Macon, Georgia, and I just thank the good Lord Jesus for Sandy Rios in the morning. Sandy tells me things I would never know. God bless her and her family, and God bless AFR. Thank you so much for your Christian messages and your Christian information that we Christians need to know about.
Fall Share-a-thon continues. Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. American Family Radio, 25 years on the battlefront for your family.
Sandy Rios back with you. Yeah, 25 years, and we'd like to make it 25 more at least. But things are getting tense here in Washington, and honestly, I speak to you as honestly as I know how to say that we are in danger, all of us. I don't know how else to say it. I am the watchman on the wall, and I would be remiss in my duties, the scripture says very clearly. If you see things and you don't warn others, you are responsible. So I am warning you that this election has very critical consequences. You know, a verse is circulating among some of us who are followers of Christ here in the Capitol, and it's one that we all know. It's 1 Peter 5:8. Stay sober and alert, because your enemy, the devil, is prowling like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him and stand solid in your faith. And so that's my battle cry this morning as I share it with you. And if you are listening and you would like to help us financially, it's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net and make your most generous pledge, the one that you think you can afford. We will be so very grateful. And again, we have a matching pledge of nearly $20,000 between now and the top of the hour. So write out maybe write a check for $20,000 and that'll get that done.
Hey, we're not going to say no to that.
Hey, Tim, I have another story I want to share.
Somebody
with you.
Somebody wants to call, give us $20,000 just to get this match out of the way. We'll say yes.
And we'll stop giving the number. We'll just do news till the top of the hour.
Right. Go ahead.
Oh, Tim, this is a story. This is another unbelievable, just this morning from the Daily Caller, or yesterday, I guess. Chief members, you know, you asked me about the debate tonight.
Right.
The Commission on Presidential Debates, the chief members of the Commission on Presidential Debates, now we know they're donating to Democrats and to Hillary Clinton for the most part. In fact, I don't see anybody that's donated to Donald Trump. Co-chairman Michael McCurry donated to Hillary campaigns.
Who are these people now?
They're the Commission on Presidential Debates.
Okay, so
formed in 1987 to ensure the debates are nonpartisan and provide the general public the best possible information.
So they pick the moderators and all that?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so you're saying these people who make up this commission, who pick the moderators, have all given money to Hillary Clinton?
Yes, or Barack Obama.
And oh my word.
Yeah. So you know, I have to say, you ask me how I feel about the debate tonight, and I have to weigh in on this because, well, I don't have to. I guess I just feel compelled, and this is what I'm afraid in the flesh is going to happen. Chris Wallace is a registered Democrat. Chris is not a friend to conservatives. I think it will be his moment. I think he will do what he can to put the last nail in the coffin to Donald Trump. I think he'll ask Hillary Clinton some hard questions in order to cover himself a little bit, but I think he will really lay a trap for Donald Trump. That's what I think is going to happen. And along with that, Tim, because you said earlier, you know, the constant theme of how can we be encouraged? You know, I do give bad news all the time. I have to say that God has not lost his power in any form or fashion, and as deeply corrupted and embedded as I'm seeing all of this, the plans, the snares that have been laid, the layers of deceit, the co-opting of the election, the co-opting of the media, the manipulation of our, I believe, of our electoral process. We saw that with Mrs. Clinton against Bernie Sanders, for heaven's sake. Why is it such a shock that it should be happening in the general? And so with all of that, and with all of the cards stacked against honest American people who sort of believed in the system, our God is still greater. There is nothing he can't do. And I have to say, Tim, when we were at the Cove and the last debate took place, Bruce and I just prayed. You know, I was dreading it because it was right after all the stuff had come out about Donald Trump, and it was, you know, terrible news, and people, you know, it was just the worst possible time. And of course, the thing that many of us are focusing on, we have two flawed candidates, and we have to look at their policies. So as flawed as he is,
And when we talk about these things, we always run the risk of our brothers and sisters misunderstanding us, as Franklin Graham said earlier in that quote I had, as somehow giving Donald Trump a pass for his behavior that's been revealed in that videotape in particular. And, you know, who hasn't known that he's lived a life of a playboy? I mean, that's been his story, and it's in his book. Now, I do think in the last 10 years or so, 5 to 10 years, he has mellowed, if that's the way you can say it, in his life, from what I can tell. And just, but I will say this. We are, please understand, folks, nobody's giving Donald Trump a pass. But in looking at policies, which is what we're doing here at American Family Radio, that we believe in, there's a gulf of difference between what Mr. Trump says and what Mrs. Clinton says, and what they believe and what their policies are. Mrs. Clinton is for abortion, and unless the baby can get out of the birth canal. Other than that, right up to 9 months, she's for dismembering the baby or killing it with saline solution or whatever they do. But, I mean, that's her position. That's the position of her, quote, Catholic VP selection. What was
Tim Kaine.
Yeah,
Tim Kaine.
Yeah, Senator from Virginia. And so I think he ought to be kicked out of the church if he's going to have that view. That's diametrically opposed to Catholic teaching, but I'm not a Catholic bishop, so I can't do that. But anyway, the other thing is here that Mr. Trump has, on the pro-life issue I'm talking about, has said he'll select pro-life judges. And he's been converted on this issue because of a life experience, and he's surrounded himself with people, for the most part, who will implement pro-life positions. So that's just one example. But let me give an analogy here, Sandy. I hope it'll make sense to people. Let's say, and I've used it before. Let's say you find out you have cancer, all right, and you got two cancer specialists in town who can help you, or supposedly can help you. They're doctors. Both of them have reputations for being womanizers. All right? So they got bad reputations in town. But you only got two choices. One of them has a great track record of removing cancer from people and saving their lives. The other doctor has a bad reputation, and most people who go to him die. All right. Are you telling me, given that choice, you're going to say, you know what, I can't patronize either one of those doctors. I'm not going to go to either one of them because they both have bad character. So I'm just going to sit here with my cancer and die, probably. You're not going to do that. You are not going to do that. You know what you're going to say? I'm sorry that man cheats on his wife, but I want you to take me to him today so I can get this cancer out of my body so I can live. That's what you would say, but it seems like in this presidential election, people say, well, I'm not going to vote for either one of these people because they both got bad character. I'm telling you, with one of them, you have a chance. I'm not saying it's going to work, absolutely, but you have a chance to live to fight another day. and the Supreme Court is at risk for a generation. Religious freedom, as Sandy said earlier, the attacks are going to increase on Christians and conservatives, and they are in all forms, shapes, and sizes if the wrong people get into office this time. Because you got to remember, folks, a president controls the entire executive branch of the government. You wonder why the IRS went after conservatives under Lois Lerner? It's people are policy. So the president appoints all these hundreds or thousands of people that run the executive branch of the government, and they decide what they want to do and who they want to go after and what they want to do. So it's extremely important this election, and so please don't let somebody reduce this to an emotional moment of indignation against Donald Trump, for example, for doing something that was very terrible 11 years ago, and quite frankly, he's proud of the fact in his book that he lived a life that certainly wasn't Christian. It was more of a playboy lifestyle. But I do think if you listen to him, he's changed a lot. He's surrounded himself with a lot of godly people. I'm just telling you, it's people Sandy know and people I know. So I do think there is, and the pro-life judges that he's talked about, and just judges that respect the Constitution, the Second Amendment, all the amendments. So there's a lot going on here. There's a lot at stake, and it disappoints me when I hear fellow Christians reduce the election to, well, Donald Trump said something terrible getting off a bus, and therefore I'm going to vote or not vote one way or the other. I'm just appealing to you to see the bigger picture. I'm not, as Franklin Graham said, nobody's excusing Mr. Trump's behavior. Okay, that all being said, we still need money for Share-a-thon.
Well, why don't you let me take that now and give you a breath.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we do. This is 25 years the American Family Association has spent on the battlefront, and I mean on the front lines, trying to, it's really biblical values. It's family values, yes, but
yes.
It's God's way.
Amen.
For us. He made us. He created us. He wrote the manual. It's like a car. If you want to know how to get the best mileage out of your new car, read the manual. You know, it says change the oils every 3,000 miles or whatever it says. And that's what God's book, it's a hedge of protection that we be honest, that we honor our parents, that we stay faithful to our spouses. It is the best way to make us work and to make us productive and to help us to enjoy an abundant life as long as our lives last here on earth. And that's what we fight for 25 years. And if you would like to help us, if that sounds like something you believe in, you can call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396.
Eight minutes left in the for the match to be over, and I don't know where we are with this match. I see our phone volunteers, many of them are answering the phone. Maybe there's a couple of phone lines open right now. So if you want to call and double your giving for the next 8 minutes, you can do that. Help us meet this $20,000 match. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Pick up the phone, give us a call, say, I'm standing with you, I believe in what you're doing. And especially if you're a new listener who's never given to American Family Radio, we need you. As I said, and Sandy said earlier, we need more troops. So you need to, you know, if you're glad we're on the air in your community, American Family Radio, we need your help. Whatever you can do to help us financially, because it costs a lot of money to operate a national radio ministry like this. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. American Family Radio. You can listen online, AFR.net. AFR.net, we have an app that you can download on your iPhone or iPad or another electronic device and listen 24/7, clear as a bell, anywhere in the world on your iPhone or your other electronic device. So there you go. Many ways to listen to American Family Radio. Sandy?
Okay, yeah, let's take a little break here and listen, just to enjoy another listener story.
Hi, my name is Angie from Missouri, and I just want to say that I am so blessed to have AFR's news and information. This is such an amazing opportunity to learn the truth and the things that are going on in our world today. It is an honor to be able to support American Family Radio. We have two sons that have been in Afghanistan and have served this country proudly. And only by the grace of God and the information that has been given to us as supporters of AFR have we been able to share the light and the truth into a world that is so neglected of what is really going on. Once again, thank you, AFR, Sandy Rios, and all of you who do so much hard work for us. We want to thank you, and God bless.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much. All right, the number's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net. I just have a couple of things to say, Tim, but do you have something about what's happening, people to thank?
Well, I just want to thank everybody who's, I want to thank the world, Sandy. I just want to stop right now and thank everybody in the world. Who's,
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, live from Tupelo, Mississippi. Thank you very much. All right. Ramona in Asheville, Ohio. Thank you. Doug in San Angelo, Texas. Othmar in Parsons, Tennessee. Ronald in Maxton, North Carolina. Sherry in Brandon, Mississippi. Diane in Montpelier, Virginia. Is that right? Sandy, do you know Montpelier? Isn't that right?
Virginia? Could be. It's okay. In Montpelier, Vermont, but
this is Virginia.
Well,
this is
see,
Virginia.
I don't know. Okay. It probably is.
Dwayne, we got a new station out of Culpeper, Virginia, and I'm wondering if that's maybe near there. Dwayne and Marcia in Hudsonville, Michigan. Thank you, folks, for calling in from the great state of Michigan. And then Roy in Columbus, Ohio has checked in. So we truly are American Family Radio. Christians from all over the country are calling in saying they want to stand with us here at AFR and they believe in what we're doing. So God bless you. Thank you very much. I'll just give you a quick update. Here to date, we have, since yesterday morning, we've heard from 3,463 families. And that's, we are at 600 and, well, I don't know. We'll have to give you a figure after the match is over. But anyway, 3,000, almost 3,500 families have called in since yesterday morning. So that's very encouraging for us here at AFR.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, go ahead, Sandy.
Can I jump in just really quickly?
It's your show. You go right ahead.
Well, this is self. I don't mean. I just wanted to. I'm for people in Michigan. I'm going to be at Calvin College this Saturday morning at Prince Conference Center. So would love to have you come if you'd like. If you're interested, go to AmericanDecency.org, AmericanDecency.org. And the other thing, Tim, is that because the debate is tonight.
Yes.
What I was trying to communicate earlier was that in spite of the discouragement, I think that we see everywhere, and there are really some frightening things, that I think we must be on our knees and asking God, who we know, there's nothing He can't do. And His purposes are perfect. If He wants us to enter a time of persecution, then we open our arms and our faces up toward heaven, and we take what comes from the Master. But while we can, there's nothing wrong with asking Him to have mercy on us and our children's children, and to not withhold His blessing, and to help us then, if He should answer those prayers, to be faithful, not forget about what He did the next day, but to not like we did on 9/11, but to get up and move forward in a filled with the Spirit and evangelizing our country in a way that brings it back more than just a 24-hour election cycle. This is what our goal has to be.
Amen.
So that's my admonition for people as we go into this debate tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. And it's encouraging for us folks to hear from you. You know, we're a team here at American Family Radio. We all have our part, and I'm talking about just here at our home studios, or Sandy, I'm talking about you, because we're all in this together. You wouldn't be supporting us financially if you didn't agree with our worldview, you didn't agree with our mission statement. So we want to say thank you. Sandy, it's been fun being with you.
Thank you, Tim. And tomorrow, one more day, right?
Yes, we'll be here tomorrow.
Cool.
Last day of Share-a-thon. So we look forward to that, and maybe we can talk about what happens at the debate tonight.
All right, 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. You got a minute left to make your pledge to reach that matching pledge of $20,000. This has been Sandy Rios on the Morning along with Tim Wyom, and we'll be right back here tomorrow. Thanks for listening.